episode 20. Why, thank you. The kids in the teen canteen never fail to disappoint. Let's venture back to a frigid January 30th, 1993. We begin with Norm waxing poetic in an old Yankee accent about wintertime and going to school back in the day, and then an exciting traffic report from Jack Hart, where Emily Barsh from the WBZ programming department and her unwavering dedication to the station has made her employee of the month. Frank Murtaugh from promotions was also helping out Jack's report by causing some traffic to give him something to talk about. By the way, Emily, along with Kevin Myron, who was David Brudnoy's longtime producer, were the people who conducted the hiring meeting that started off my producing career. I had interned at WBZ in 1987 and did on-air work in college. So, yep, my first real radio job was at WBZ. Not a bad way to start a career, eh? We get an award-winning rendition of Hello Bluebird. Norm talks about chocolate fraps from Tony's Spa with his friend Norm Flax, and then belching as he walked up Washington Street in Chelsea. Norm also informs us that when he quit smoking many years ago, he also gave up something else. Our sponsors for this episode of The Vault of Silliness are Gold Bond, Dave Maynard for Dial-A-Mattress, There's a Kid Company promo, Ovaltine stops by, and also Elaine Connolly from Weymouth talking about her baby's rash and baby Gold Bond. And there's also a WBZ Storm Center promo. As for the game, bad jokes and puns abound in this one. The contestants, Raj from Cambridge, John from Boston, both virgin players. Irene speaking on the world's worst phone. Bill in Chelsea, I'm in studio, and we have Jack Hart in traffic. Birthdays, Gene Hackman, Tammy Grimes, Vanessa Redgrave, Dick Cheney, Harold Prince, a producer on Broadway, Dick Martin, Marty Balin, and Louis Rukeyser. That's enough from me. Let's get the fun started.
So it is down to 14 degrees right now. I don't know. When I was a kid, we used to have temperatures down about 73 degrees below zero, and the wind would bite maybe about 110 miles an hour. We didn't know nothing about wind chill factor then, but I would guess the wind chill factor probably made it feel like it was 273,000 degrees below zero.
Yeah.
And we'd walk 72 miles to school each way.
With lead weights on our feet to keep us from blowing away in the wind.
That's right, too. And, of course, snow was right up to our nostrils.
Uh-huh.
Maybe sometimes right the tip of the nose. Right here. Can you see where I'm pointing? That's
yes.
The snow right up there. And we'd traipse through, and we'd get to school, and thaw ourselves out, and we learn a lot.
Sure.
Of course, classes that day, you know, we'd be in school about 22 hours a day.
Being beaten with a stick.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, they could hit you right across the face.
Sure.
Yeah. No. Oh, they'd get you to learn.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't have a knuckle left in my fingers. Yeah.
Classes would have been held longer, but took us so long to get to school and back that they had to cut it down to 22-hour days, you know, so we could get about 20 minutes sleep at that night.
Yeah.
Oh, kids today, they don't know how easy they have it.
Yes.
My God, they don't know.
The fancy schmancy buses. And
oh, gee. They just go on the buses, sit down there, put their tushes on the cold vinyl seats. Anyway, the preceding was a dramatization.
Yeah.
Okay, I think this is the time Emily Barsh of the program staff gets stuck in traffic, or not stuck in traffic, but breaks down, doesn't she?
Yes, absolutely.
In order to give you a little something to talk about.
Yes. We sent her to the expressway southbound, right by Columbia Road, and there she sits with an icicle hanging off her nose.
She's a wonderful. A-waving. She is really so devoted to Westinghouse and its entire operation that we salute her as the employee of the month.
Yes.
Okay. What else is going on?
Well, we've just seen Frank Murtaugh pull off 93 northbound just in the Somerville area.
So. He's also from the WBZ programming department.
Yes.
One of the tasks of these guys, the people, is also to get caught in traffic during the night.
Yes.
Or get to break down. In order to give the all-night guy something to talk about.
Yes, and being as tomorrow's the last day of the month, he's getting employee of February.
Oh, they're going to move them up to February.
Yes.
That'd be good. That'd be awful good.
Yes.
Awful nice.
Great, Norm, we are, with the exception of Emily Barsh, everything's in pretty good shape. Most of the less than sober motorists have managed to find their way home through frost-covered windshields, so that's not so much of a problem. But before too terribly long, we will start to see people delivering all sorts of things to their various stores, and they will be clogging the arteries, just about 3:30. Outside of the city, routes 128, 495, and the Mass Pike, those roads are readying themselves as well for the onslaught of the delivery trucks, but right now they're in darn good shape. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network.
Get an HP Fax 310 plain paper fax machine and get a $150 rebate, but hurry, offer ends February 28, 1993.
Hello, Bluebird. Hello, hello, Bluebird. Blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real. Old folks, sweethearts, oh, how I feel. I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home, I'll be a kid again. Hello, Bluebird, hello.
All day long I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, hello, Bluebird.
Yes, sir.
Got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy, I just want to sing. Hello, Bluebird.
Oh, sing it out there.
Blue skies, sunshine, friends that are real. Old folks, sweethearts, oh, how I feel.
I'll not go roaming like I did again. I'll stay home and be a kid again. Hello, Bluebird, hello. Now, all day long, I jump and run about. You can always hear me shouting out, hello, hello, Bluebird. Got no time for blues or anything. I'm so happy I could want to sing hello.
Hello, Bluebird.
Play it, Merle, baby. Hello, Bluebird. Oh, yeah. Saul Ziderman playing the sax. Hello, Bluebird. Hello. Hello. I guess everybody went out to the bathroom during that, and only the very lovely and exciting Franny Pescath remained here at the Teen Canteen. I hope they'll all be coming back soon. Okay, now let me, before we play the dumb birthday game, let me give you the lottery numbers. Winning number, Massachusetts Daily Lottery number 7261. Mass Millions, 12, 26, 29, 30, 40, 47, and a bonus number of 7. Tri-State Dailies, yes, sir, 379 and 3747. Rhode Island Daily, 8, 2, 7, 1. Connecticut Daily, 461 and 5747. Connecticut Lotto, 14, 24, 26, 29, 36, and 40. And the Boston Celtics won. They beat Miami, and they didn't beat Miami. They beat Orlando. I call them the Orlando Heat, the Orlando Magic. Boston Celtics 116, Orlando Magic 105. That's why we say, hello, Bluebird, hello. Thank you. Okay.
You lose.
I know, but you don't have to, you know, keep reminding.
Ronald Young of Bristol Mills, Maine, is telling us about his winter skin problems.
Well, I usually wear two pairs of socks because it's pretty cold up here in Maine. And two layers of socks is pretty hot, and my feet sweat even worse.
But Ronald Young got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder.
It's total relief. It's refreshing. Gold Bond medicated powder. It cools your feet off, and it almost seems to haul the heat right out of your feet.
Gold Bond's triple action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
And with the Gold Bond powder, it relieves, it gets rid of the sweat. It absorbs it out of my socks. Feels like my feet are in silk.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Mitter. If you think the only way to buy a mattress and box spring is to bounce on some beds in a showroom with a salesman standing over you, you are wrong, all wrong. The easiest and best way to buy a mattress is to dial a mattress at 1-800-MATTRESS and talk to an expert bedding consultant. The call, of course, is free, and with names like Sealy Posturepedic or Serta Perfect Sleeper or King Coil, what are you looking for in a mattress? For the best, dial 1-800-MATTRESS. Oh, something else which is so very important. All bedding is factory fresh. Brand new, and because it's warehoused to you, you can save up to 60% on department store prices, more than half off, and your mattress will be delivered within 2 hours of your phone call. Or you can choose any 2-hour time span from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. The finest names in bedding, priced far lower than department stores. Call Dial-A-Mattress at 1-800-MATTRES. Remember to drop the last S for savings. That's 1-800-MATTRES for Dial-A-Mattress.
You and your kids are invited to join Kid Company for a special celebration at the Computer Museum on Saturday, February 13th. Meet robots and other smart machines. Have your picture taken with a robot. Meet the original R2-D2 from Star Wars and join Kid Company for refreshments and computer software prizes. Kid Company Day at the Computer Museum, Museum Wharf in Boston, starts at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, February 13th. For more details, tune in Kid Company this afternoon at 5 on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Play the dum-dum-dum-dum-dum birthday game. You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb-dumb birthday game.
Oh, it's so exciting, that part of the day when we play the fabled and legendary Dumb Birthday Game with Raj, who's back with us from Cambridge. Hi, Raj.
Hi, how you doing, Norm?
Hey, good. You all excited about playing the Dumb Birthday Game?
I'm absolutely thrilled, but with that first song you did, I was just wondering if I had the right station or something.
Oh, son of a gun. I thought that was such a beautiful song, and I thought it was sung so magnificently, Raj. And deep down, you feel that way, don't you? Don't you, Raj?
Well, if you say that enough times, maybe I will.
Okay. Is this your first crack at this, the Dumb Birthday Game?
It is indeed.
Oh, hey, we got a virgin. Son of a gun. We have John with us also from Boston. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Is this your first crack at this?
This is it. I'm a virgin, too.
Oh, hey, another virgin. Son of a gun. You'll never be able to say that ever again after today.
Probably not.
Okay, now, Irene can't even say that now, because she's played the game with us before, haven't you, Irene?
Yeah, I've played before, but may I say something?
Oh, you will anyway,
I will anyway. That was a wonderful rendition of Hello, Bluebird, but I thought it was Al Jolson.
Thank you very much, Irene. I'm so glad you said that. Okay, we have with us also Bill, who's in Chelsea.
Norm!
Oh, gee. You sound like, are you a long-lost relative, are you, Bill?
No, but I'm a fellow Chelsonian.
Is that, no, Chelsean. I think we used to call them Chelseans.
Well, we used to be part of Boston, so we had to throw the O in there.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, where in Chelsea are you?
I live at Orange Street.
Orange? Know that well.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
In fact, I gotta shake your hand for two reasons.
Yeah?
Number one, you do a hell of a job on this show. You really do.
Oh, thank you very much, Shendo.
And number two, you and me are about the only people who will not deny that we come from Chelsea.
No, I'm proud of that from my humble roots. Well, I come from Everett, too, so I throw in both, which is double trouble.
Well, see, Prattville, you get on the good side there. Orange Street, we're after Washington Ave there.
But that's only part of the story. I lived in Prattville later life. When I was very little, before we moved to Everett, I lived on Cherry Street, which I think doesn't exist anymore.
No, yes, it does.
Is it still a Cherry Street?
Yes, sir.
And then Walnut Street. I actually spent my very, very young years on Walnut Street. So it wasn't always the riches of Prattville.
Do you know where I live across the street from? Do you remember where Mayor Spellman used to live?
No, I never lived there when Spellman was mayor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Now, the last mayor, I'm trying to think of who the last mayor was.
Spellman was the mayor during the Chelsea fire in the 70s.
Yeah, no, I'd moved out by then. I only lived there until 1950.
Oh, shoot. Well, then I'd praise Chelsea, too, if I lived it back then.
No, I got married in 1950, and we moved to another magic spot. Lynn, which is on the same, about the same kind of thing. Anyway, we also have with us, of course, we have Tony Nesbitt. Hey, Tony, babe.
Oh, I'm wearing, I've solved my itchy foot problem.
I noticed you're not scratching as much as you used to.
No, I used to wear four pairs of socks, and I became addicted to Gold Bond. But because they made them feel so silky, I said, I'll just switch to silk socks.
I understand that Gold Bond is made out of zinc oxide and talcum powder.
Oh. Don't get me started.
Oh,
on it. I'm going through withdrawal as it is, and the silk socks just really helped me out, and they feel so nice too.
They look nice too, and I like the color of them, sort of an off yellow.
Yeah. The only problem is my feet keep slipping out of bed at night.
Son of a gun! I thought it was from the oil you put in your hair. I thought that might have made the sheets kind of slippery.
And I've got to thank Ron Schneider in Springfield for sending us some songs.
Oh, including the Hello Blue Bird.
Yes, and we'll hear some more on the tape that he
sent
us.
We appreciate it. Last time I heard that was in my grandfather's barn, and I can't even begin to tell you what year that was. But that's great.
And one more thing: a warm hello. No, never mind.
Warm hello to all you other kids out
there. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We also have a warm hello to Jack Hart.
Hello. You know, Jack. I'm wearing 18 shirts and 16 pairs of pants, and boy, am I sweating.
Son of a gun, Jack, we always can count on you to come up with a thigh slapper.
But it's the inner layers that hold in the heat. The outer layers block the wind, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And the feels so silky as well.
Oh. And here's a... If you want to order one, stay tuned. Here's the number on your screen now. Okay, here we'll start. Well, I think we're about ready to play the game. Do we have any time? Have we got time to play the game now?
I don't even know now.
I think we run out of time. So good night and good luck. Hey, anyway, Raj, we'll start with you. Gene Hackman. Let me tell you something about Gene Hackman. Maybe give you a clue. Okay, here's Gene
Golden
Hackman.
Golden Globe Award winner.
Yes, that's right. He was the other night. What's Unforgiven?
Mm-hmm.
Born his name. He was born Eugene Alden Hackman in San Bernardino, California.
He kept his name.
Yeah, same name. He won an Oscar in 1971 for Best Actor in The French Connection. Remember him?
Popeye Doyle, right?
Popeye Doyle, yeah, with a little funny hat. Other films include Mississippi Burning and Class Action. Appeared in the film Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood in 1992, for which he won a Golden Globe Award. How old do you think Gene Hackman is, Raj?
Well, I guess he's precisely and exactly the age of 50 years old.
50 years old, says Raj. Okay? And what do you think, Big John?
63.
63, says John.
63,
right. Six and a three.
Yes.
And neither of these guys are virgins anymore, now that they've cast their first guess.
It felt so good.
Yeah. Was it good for you, too? It's great
it was,
for me, yeah. Yeah. How was it for you, Irene?
Just want a straight answer.
No, just tell us how old you think Gene Hackman is.
He doesn't remember.
65? Okay. And, Bill, what do you think?
54.
54.
Right.
Okay. We'll have to meet at Tony's Spa or the Belldell or the Apollo Cafe one day soon.
Only if you promise me that we can belch after we have our two chocolate shakes as we walk down Washington Ave.
Oh, you never forget a single boring story
Not
I've ever said. Okay. Tony, what do you think?
It's got to do with belching. I remember it for life.
I know. That was Norton Flaxer and me. We stopped and we had two fraps.
Yeah.
At Tony's Spa.
Boy, those were the days.
Oh, walked up Washington Avenue, and I felt so awful till that first belch. I think it came just beyond Cary Square, and it was just so darn nice.
Hey, what's your mouth? Was it good for you, no?
You could hear it all the way up County Road. these are references only people who live in that area would know about. It was good for me, too, yes. Anyway, Tony, how old do you think Gene Hackman is today?
It's a little better for me. 57.
57. And Jack Hart?
59.
59. Okay. Incidentally, today is also Franklin Roosevelt's birthday. Oh. Franklin Roosevelt was born, as you know, January 30th. And this was March of Dimes Day originally. It started in this month because of his birthday. Anyway, Gene Hackman, 62. And
wow.
That means John, who said 63,
all right,
was the closest. John wins that round.
He's a young-looking 62.
Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, no, he looks 62.
Does he look that way now?
Well, you saw him in The Unforgiven. No, he's an excellent actor. I love to watch him.
That's right. He was 61 in The Unforgiven. I'm sorry. This is my mistake.
And also he was in Indiana. Where he's the coach of the basketball team?
Hoosiers.
The Hoosiers. Yeah, that was a great, great movie. I love that.
He was also Lex Luthor in several of the Superman films.
That's right. He was. He's done tons of stuff. Mm. My goodness. Okay, how about Tammy Grimes? See if I can give you a clue about Tammy Grimes. Tammy Grimes. No, I don't have any. Oh, yeah. She was born in Lynn, Massachusetts. Hmm. Did you know that?
Say no more.
Son of a gun.
Son of a gun. Tammy Grimes, born in Lynn. She appeared on TV's Love American Style and played Tammy Ward on the Tammy Grimes Show. Or did she play Tammy Grimes on the Tammy Ward Show, which lasted about a month on TV, it says. Anyway, Tammy Grimes.
Who is Tammy Grimes?
An actress and a singer and a general overall swell person.
Yeah.
Oh, that Tammy Grimes.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll start with Jack Hart on that one. How old do you think Tammy Grimes is?
Oh.
You know who she is, Jack?
You know, I have an idea who she is. She always every time I see somebody, see her and somebody points out that, hey, that's Tammy Grimes, I always think that she's somebody else. But that's
Tammy Ward, right?
She was in a Meredith Wilson show, The Unsinkable Molly Brown. Oh, I think she was in that, and that goes back a bit. Belly up to the bar, boys. She had a very unusual style of singing.
That's why we don't know her.
Yeah,
I've heard her for a while.
That's right. She may still have a very unusual style
she's
of singing.
She's probably still in Lynn, too.
I'm going to say that, she's somewhere in her 50s.
Okay, somewhere in her 50s. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hello, Bluebird.
Would you pin that down to a specific 50s number?
Well, let's round it out to 53.
Ouch, 53. Watch it with the pin, will you?
Okay. Pin her down.
Yeah.
Oh, have you been going to the Jack Hart School of Comedy?
I just received my degree yesterday.
Can hardly wait to try out the material, huh? Oh, I hope it wears off fast. After you try to get a few jobs and they say, I'm terribly sorry, we can't use that kind of humor, you'll straighten out.
Yeah, as a graduation exercise, we put them in a crowded elevator and tell them to tell jokes.
See what sort of a response he gets.
Jack.
Sometimes he gets a rise out of people. Yeah?
Oh, shut up, Jack. Okay. Tony, how old do you think
I'm on
Tammy
my way down now.
Oh. Ooh.
Tammy Grimes, huh?
Yeah. She's in a mute in the show business, which, should I say it, ebbs and ups and downs. No, I won't say it.
Oh, you know that Hart, Jack Hart School of Comedy is an accredited college.
Yes.
You go on your GI Bill. Oh, yes. Not connected with the Columbia Broadcasting System or anything
that's
right. Decent.
She's somewhere in her 50s.
I see. Okay. Would you care to pin it down any more exactly than that?
No, I'll nail it down.
Nail it down.
All right. What did Jack say?
Jack said 53.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with 56.
56. Okay.
Sorry, just nailed it down.
Yeah, that was good. Bill, what do you think?
First of all, who the hell is she?
Listen, Don't ask irrelevant questions. If we knew that, we could guess intelligently.
I'm 25, and it was hard enough for me to get the first one. And I was only off by 20 years.
I know. We're going to get through some old poo-poos, and then we're going to get to some young people you may know.
Young poo-poos.
Okay. Say her name again. Maybe I can count the letters in her name.
Tammy Grimes, if you're going to count the letters in her name.
And times them by five, right?
Six. It's 11. She has 11 letters
okay,
in her name.
Okay, then we'll go 55. How's that?
55.
If he's right, I'm going to use that the rest of the game.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wild? Irene, what do you say?
You know, she always sounded like she was born in England. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Good. I think she's 58.
58. Okay. And John, what do you think?
Blonde?
Is she a blonde? I don't know.
Yeah, she's a blonde.
She's a blonde. Okay.
She's big upstairs.
Yeah, she's
very
I think she's great.
Yeah, big mouth.
She's well opposed. Yeah.
She has a large.
I'll say 52.
52. Does that help you decide her age by the size of her bosom?
What was that?
I think I know which one she is. I see. Sure.
Was that her age or her?
Or bust size.
52 was her,
Oh, 55 was the bust size. I'm sorry.
Okay. But 52, you're going to stick with that as the age?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay. And, Raj, what do you think?
Well, I'm just going to leap out of bounds here, and I'm going to say 65.
65. Okay. The actual age of Tammy Grimes, and we checked in Lynn at the City Hall, and her birth records, and they're missing. You know how they are at Lynn City Hall with the city clerk there. He just can't keep things straight.
You know, I know people who were born in England who sound like they're from Lynn.
That's right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ever hear Margaret Thatcher speak when she wasn't on television? Or
a couple of times.
Can you give me a sandwich?
Yeah.
She talked like that.
Well, those British people are good at faking accents.
Yes, they are. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you did. Okay, Tammy Grimes actually is 59.
Wow.
Irene said 58, and so she was the closest.
Won.
Yes? Oh, you won, yes. That what you said? Okay, yes,
I just want to nail it down.
Yes, no, that's very good. You're going to have to get a new phone one of these days.
Come on.
Norm?
Yeah?
We'll send her one.
We'll send her a phone. That's an idea.
Well, why don't you do that?
If you win.
If you win, we'll send you a phone.
If you win, Irene, we'll send
now,
you
see, Norm. Norm, if I times that by six, I would have had that.
I forget how the formula goes.
11 times 5.
But 11 times 6 is 66.
Yeah, you still would have been off.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I'm a product of Chelsea education.
and I am, too. That's why I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Vanessa Redgrave. Opposed to Lynn Redgrave is the one who's always on a diet and doing dietary food. Yeah. This was her sister who was here in the United States and didn't get it. I think the Boston Symphony Orchestra did not allow her to speak or to sing with a group or speak with a group, do an aeration, because she was she's very much PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, and that kind of stuff. Let's see what else I can find out might help you. She's from England, of course, won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in the film Julia, which came out in 1977, if that date helps you. Okay, we'll start. Let's start with you, Irene. How old do you think Vanessa Redgrave is?
The sister is the one who was the down diet.
Yes, no, I just went through that. I believe I just...
Which one was in the show Chicken Soup?
I beg your pardon?
I don't remember Chicken Soup.
With Jackie Mason. It only lasted a short time.
That was Lynn Redgrave.
That was Lynn. That was Lynn.
Okay, how old do you think Vanessa is? Irene.
I would say would be about 59. 59.
You could have the worst phone. No, I mean, no, it really is. It's really awful.
I've got an old voice. Got an old phone.
We'll send you a new voice.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
It would be funny if that was the truth.
Yeah, that you
went to our house and you still couldn't hear. Could you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, that's right.
Standing right next to you. Still can't hear you, Irene.
Tony, what do you say? Vanessa Redgrave.
58.
58. Okay. And Raj, what do you say?
I say 55.
And Jack?
59.
But, Bill, what do you think?
Oh, wow. Let's go 60. We'll go right up the ladder.
Right up the ladder to 60. And John?
I'll go 56.
56 is exactly right.
Get in there.
Hey, John, get it right on the button. She's 56 years old.
That's good, John.
Yeah. All right. Raj came very close. He said 55.
But no cigar.
Sorry,
Raj.
Okay, so John has got a couple correct answers, and one from Irene as we go to Dick Cheney, or the former Secretary of Defense. Seems funny to call him former. He's only been out of office only about a week. That is funny.
That is funny.
I thought it would strike you funny. Let's see if I can give you more information about Dick Cheney.
He was from Wyoming, wasn't he?
He's from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Close.
No, that must be the other Dick Cheney.
Yeah. The other Dick Cheney is from Nebraska. Is from Wyoming. That's right. But he had a different middle initial. Aren't we doing hilarious material here?
Ryball.
Okay, ryball material.
Norma, are you sure you're not an alumnus of the Jack Wright School of Comedy?
Oh, no, we all had to be. Otherwise, we couldn't get our jobs here at WBZ.
On the overnights.
Yeah, that's right.
On the weekends.
Bad comedy network.
Yeah, that's why they put us on overnight on weekends and forget our names a lot. Okay, we'll start with Bill. How old do you think Dick Cheney is?
Okay. First of all, Norm, from one Chelsea person to another, give me a little clue. How old was he 5 years ago?
I'd say he was 5 years older than he was 10 years ago.
Okay. That at least helps me.
Okay.
Let's go 59.
59 says Raj.
No, that's Bill.
I'm sorry, Bill, rather. Excuse me. Let's go to Raj. And how old do you think Dick Cheney is?
I'm going to stick with the good old 55.
Your good old 55, okay. I expected Jack Hart to say that's the speed limit or something, but he didn't. And I'm so grateful. Okay. John, who is now leading the pack, what do you say?
I'll say 58.
58 says Big John. Okay. And Jack?
53.
53, says Jack. Okay, and Irene?
I think I'll go with 59 again.
59, same as Bill. Okay, and Tony, what do you think?
59.
59 also. Okay. Now, the answer is, today, Dick Cheney, on this January 30th, is 52.
Ooh.
And so Jack Hart said 53.
Ah. Norm, you're pulling my Cheney.
Oh. Hey, he just passed the entrance exam to the Jack Hart School of Comedy.
He's on his way to the elevator.
I think he can get a scholarship.
You can only go up from there.
Yeah.
Well, then again.
Oh. Okay, here's one that may be a little tougher. This is Harold Prince, who's a producer and director of Broadway shows.
Oh, what kind of shows?
Broadway.
Thank you.
She produced a lot of good shows on Broadway, including...
if you listen.
The name, we can't hear you clearly either,
right,
but
just give me the name
Harold Prince. Harold Prince.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Okay. he's done the production. His shows have included Fiddler on the Roof, Phantom of the Opera, West Side Story.
Boy, some real regal shows.
Yeah, he's done some great shows.
Yeah, Kingly.
And also Kingly. Kingly.
Did he do The King and I? Howard Prince, The King and I? No?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I get it. Oh, I see.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Did he do The Prince of Tides?
No.
Okay, he also did We Are the Stars of the Hal Manning School, Middleton. He did that. He had a free moment. I don't know what I'm saying. Forget what I said. Anyway, Harold Prince. Let's start with the John.
On 76?
That's the spirit.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
What happened?
And let's see. Bill, what do you think?
Oh, 71.
71. Irene?
I'm here.
Yes. How old do you think Harold Prince is?
I'm thinking.
Harold Prince is...
Yes, I know.
Okay.
That phone's a real...
59 again.
59?
Mm-hmm.
That connection's a royal pain, isn't it?
Ooh. Oh, gee. Oh.
Well, it's the principle of it.
My goodness. Hey, let's book this guy often, okay? But we'll have to get rid of Jack Hart. There's not enough room for both of them. Okay, Raj, what do you think?
I'll go with... ...65.
You have great breath control.
But bad breath.
Yeah.
Does that qualify me for job two? Or?
No, that's really good. Yeah, you get a job here, sure. I go with... I got it. It was landed right on my hand. Okay, Tony, what do you say?
Are those recent productions of Phantom of the Opera?
No, they were the originals.
In that case, 78.
78.
Yeah.
Okay, too bad he didn't do... what is that, the 78 Trump? No, that isn't the name.
Music Man, yeah.
But do you know what Music college you went to? Princeton.
Princeton.
Yeah.
I wish they were dead.
Boy, Tony's going to hang up on me. I better stop it.
Jack, what do you think?
Oh, my. I'll say he's, if he did the original production of Phantom of the Opera, he must be in his early hundreds. I'll say he's 81.
81, okay. Raj got the correct answer. He's at 65.
Oh.
And that's how old Harold Prince is today. He's done a lot of work for a guy who's now just 65 and is now on Medicare. He'll be on Medicare and everything. Getting Social Security. That's all. And his honorary prize is from us here at WBZ is a membership in the American Association of Retired Persons.
And here I was expecting like some big joke at the end of this, but I guess not.
Yeah, I know. I'm still waiting for it to myself.
Really. Okay, Dick Martin of the team of Martin and
Rowan. But he's thrown it all away. You see.
Thrown. No, we get it. You don't have to explain it beyond that.
Wow.
Because we're very sharp, and we know some really raunchy humor when we hear it.
I see.
That was a crowning achievement.
Well, this show is clearly not a laugh at, so.
Okay. We come to Dick Martin now. This humor applies to him.
Yeah.
He was born in Detroit, Michigan, co-starred with Dan Rowan on The Laughing Show, and I'll give you the date when that show premiered, if it helps you guess his age. In January 22nd, almost to this date,
wow.
1968.
You're only 8 days off. But
1968 is when the show premiered. And he still shows up on television. Rowan died a couple of 3 years ago, 86. Something like that. 86?
Yeah. 86, it's been that.
Yeah.
7 years.
And Dick Martin still alive and this show up. And anyway, that was a fun show. Okay, Dick Martin, and we'll start with Irene.
Why?
How old do you think a Dick Martin is?
Well, I would say about 70.
You'll say 70, okay.
And by the way, Norm.
Yes.
You know, the nose you threw away, most people would want when they went in for a nose change.
Most people would what?
I said most people would want that type of nose that you threw away when they went in for a nose job.
Oh, yes.
You threw out your nose?
No, I was...
You threw out your nose.
Now, we were talking about... nose jobs and that Michael Jackson had, he mentioned in his book, and I mentioned the fact that I had had a nose job too, so I wasn't, you know, I wasn't against people who did that. I happen to have been born with a cute little upturned nose, and I thought it was a little too perfect, so I had a nose job and put on this big beak that I have now. Just to be a little more realistic.
I see. And then you threw out your old nose, you know, because that's a coincidence, because last week I threw out my back.
Okay, let's go along now.
I threw out the trash yesterday.
Oh, this is never going to end, is it, huh? Boy, this is the longest hour of my life. Tony, what
and
do
the
you
problem is only 40 minutes have passed.
I know it. And we've only been playing the game a half hour or less. Tony, what do you think? How old is Dick Martin?
So, 72.
72. Okay. And let's see, Jack, what do you say?
Well, I'll bet my bippy that he's 71.
71. Okay.
That was my original answer, but I changed it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. John, what do you say?
I'll say 65.
65. Okay, and Bill?
Well, I need a martini. Let's see here.
Oh, boy.
That I was think a I need a double. That was tough. 73.
73. And Raj?
I will go with the age of 69.
69. Okay. Dick Martin today, January 30th, is 71.
Oh, ooh, this Jack, should have went with my original answer.
I know it. You should have. Jack Hart said that. And so, okay, so let's see what the lineup is so far.
I don't want to know this.
I'm Ofa.
Let me see. We have Jack Hart and John. Both are tied with two apiece. Irene and Raj both have one apiece, and Bill and Tony, both products of fine school systems.
Oh,
zilch.
The finest.
See, but that's my problem. I'm following Tony. He usually wins this.
Yes, he does. What he does.
But it's only an illusion.
That's right. That's because you're not looking at Tony at all. You're looking at Irene, who looks like Tony, but it's an optical illusion. Oh, be quiet, will you? We're doing shtick. When we're doing shtick, don't interrupt.
Okay.
She sounds like she's broadcasting from the moon down there. Okay, Marty Balin.
What?
Singer. Do that who again. That was so nice. Oh, that is so, boy, that went right through my system. Marty Balin. Marty Balin from Cincinnati, Ohio. That's right. Co-founder of Jefferson Airplane, Starship. Biggest hit, Hearts, in 1981. Okay, Marty Balin. And we'll start the bidding with $250. No, I'm sorry. Raj, we'll start with you. Marty Balin.
Hmm.
I think Jack just conked out there.
Yeah.
The buzzing ended. But the melody goes on. Yes.
I think I'll go with the ripe old age of, 50.
50. Okay. Rod says 50 for Marty Balin. And John says?
63.
63. And Irene?
52.
52 says Irene. Oh, he's back.
Hi.
Hi. Between you and Irene, we have some interesting sounds on all of this.
Well, I'm failing out of this one.
Oh. That's all you're going to get. Bill, what do you think?
Let's go 65.
Okay. And Tony?
Hey.
Let me see. Actually, you know, I don't really give a hay about this one at all.
Oh.
Hey, Bill, and hey.
I got that quick. Do I get anything for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be in the mail.
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly a gassy stomach is what we're dealing with today.
Stop cloning around.
Stop clowning around?
No, never. Go on.
He went, don't figure it out. He wants us to skip it. Okay.
Okay.
Something to do with foot products?
Anyway, Tony, please,
how about
for God.
The chief?
Oh, shut up. What do you think, Tony? What is?
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit in shock right now. Oh, 50. Oops. 51.
51. Okay. And what do you say? What is his age all about, Marty? Now, that's not the way the song goes, is it? Oh, Alfie was the song.
And you pause when I say something stupid, huh?
Yeah, well, I just wanted you not to feel too uncomfortably alone.
Oh, thank you.
I thought I'd join you with some really stupid comment, too.
I feel a lot better now.
I knew you would, and you're my son, and that's why I want you to feel good. Now get out of here. Go earn a living. Stop freeloading on your dad.
Get out of my yard.
Okay, Jack, how old do you think Marty Balin is?
48.
48. Okay, the actual age is 51, which is what Tony hit it right on the button.
Yay.
Yeah, so good for you, Tony. Tony is now broken into the scoring column. And I just have one more now. We still have a tie between Jack and John. Jack and John. Louis Rukeyser.
Oh,
you know Louis Rukeyser? You ever watch him on public television?
Oh, we're about to break a tie on this one.
He's a great guy.
Is he the Wall Street man?
He's the Wall Street, yeah. Washington, he follows Washington Week in Review on Friday nights, and he's on at 8:30. And they do the... That's right, they do the...
Well, I think I'm going to lose this one.
Oh, my goodness. He won't stop, will he? He just won't stop. I don't know. I don't have any idea what I was going to say then, but it doesn't matter.
What's the name again?
Louis Rukeyser.
Okay.
I don't have any, let me see if I have any more information.
Well, there's no pun to go with Rukeyser.
I beg your pardon?
Never mind. Go on.
Okay, there's
Did
no
you say
puns,
there were no buns?
No
that
puns
go?
That go, yeah.
Buns,
yeah, Kaiser. He says Louis has no Kaiser. Puns. Buns.
Kaiser. Buns.
Kaiser. Buns. No, I don't think there's any tie in there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, he's saying that you can't make jokes out of your
own mouth. That's called a setup.
I see. Okay. Wall Street Week is what he calls his program, and one of you gentlemen just sung his theme, so you all know who Louis Rukeyser is. And we'll start with, let's see, let's start with you, Raj. How old is Louis Rukeyser? He makes Wall Street jokes, by the way, Louis Rukeyser does.
And quite good ones, in fact, I think. Some,
he's kind of sharp, yeah. See, he does a good, it's a good program.
But he's not as sharp as you, Uncle Tom. So.
No, he's not. No, if he were here, he'd be here and I'd be doing a Wall Street program.
Precisely. I'd go with something in the order of 63.
63, okay. And John?
58.
58, and Irene?
He looks as though he's cut out of a piece of cardboard.
Hello, Irene.
Yeah. Now, how old is he, Irene?
I would say about 63.
63. Okay. And Bill?
Okay, I'm playing the spoiler on this one, so hop on the bandwagon or the bun wagon. 64.
Okay. And Tony?
Well, I don't mean to share this with you.
Oh, share?
Wall Street shares.
Oh, shares. Oh, yeah.
So that must be a Wall Street joke.
Yeah, that, okay. I was just going to use the take stock. Thank you. Someone's saving me from using that. 65.
65. And what do you think, Jack?
64.
64, same as what Bill said. Now, let's see.
Norm, do you and Jack have a special bond?
Bond, see, get that? We're bonding. See,
stop going up and down, guys. Now, come on.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's rich and with ribald humor. Anyway, Louis Rukeyser is actually 59.
Oh.
And so we just broke the tie because John said 58,
oh,
and that means he's got three wins, and he wins.
All right.
The legendary and fabled dumb birthday.
Irene loses out on a phone.
Yeah. Sorry, sorry, Irene. Otherwise, you would have gotten a phone.
That's all right. Couldn't have lost her nicer man.
He's speaking some foreign tongue, I believe.
It's that chagra language.
That's chagra, yeah. That's the one with only with only consonants and no vowels.
Norman.
See that?
Yeah.
That? I think she's.
Did you know that Henry Morgan was a Canadian and still living up there?
I knew that he had moved to Canada. I don't think
he was a Canadian.
He was born in Canada.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to check that
up.
I'm looking that up right this very moment.
Make a small wager?
No.
Look it up.
No, because I'm liable to lose, and I can't bear that.
I know that.
Okay, let's see if we got Henry Morgan here, and we'll see where he was born. Okay, and you and I are the only ones who remember Henry Morgan.
That's right.
Okay, Henry Morgan.
From MASH, right?
Okay, he was born March 31st.
That's Harry Morgan from MASH, right?
Yes, that's Harry Morgan. March 31st. Hold on. I think we're honing in on it.
Harry Morgan was a MASH.
Is March 1st the day we're on the air? We don't want to give it away.
No, that's a Wednesday. No, probably won't be unless... he was born in New York City.
Oh,
you should have wagered.
No, he was born in New York City. And,
really?
Yep.
You're telling me the truth.
No, that's it. I know he moved up to Canada, but I was sure he was an American.
He was a Canadian.
He worked out of Boston, as a matter of fact, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He was on I've Got a Secret,
yeah.
And plus his own early shows.
He really was.
Yes, he was. Really. Really was. Honest to God. I swear to God he was. He really was.
Okay.
He'll
okay.
be 78, in case anybody wants to jot that down,
mm-hmm.
next March 31st.
Anyway, I bet you he's 78.
Ooh, boy, that nearly tore your ears off, didn't it? 78, yes. Okay, anyway, I want to thank you all for playing the game.
So who's
and
the big winner?
John is the winner, John from Boston. So hold on a minute, John, and Tony will take your name and address so he can send you a totally worthless, tacky, awful prize.
Thanks, Norm.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that your friends will look at and giggle and laugh and say, you didn't win that. No radio station would send a piece of junk like that out. Would they really?
Norm! Norm.
Yes.
Can I ask a favor?
Sure.
Okay. I'm from Chelsea. You were from Chelsea.
Yes.
I didn't guess. I wasn't even close on this birthday game. Could I at least get an autographed picture from you?
Yes. Yes, you may. You certainly may.
And I might say that is the booby prize.
Yeah, that is it. Yeah, that's what you get when you lose.
Oh, great.
Okay. Hold on, and we'll take your name and address. Irene.
Yeah.
You had something to say?
Yes, I wonder whether he wanted your old photo with the turned up nose or your new one.
No, the only photos I have is the one with the big beak. Yeah,
I won't make no nose about it.
Oh, very good. Irene, thank you for playing. Okay, take care.
Good night, Irene.
Okay, good night. Good night.
We really bridged the gap.
The nose thing.
Nose
yeah.
bridge.
Yeah.
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 I'm going to...
Boy, do you have a flair for that one.
Yeah, Tony, I want to thank you very much. And I know you'll talk with Bill and...
Maybe.
And John. Okay. Maybe.
Hey, you said some worse ones too, Tony.
Okay.
Hey, Norm, I just want to say one thing.
Oh, yes?
When I look back 50 years from now and I say that first, the time I lost my virginity, I'll always look back and remember you.
I'm so grateful for that.
Boy, ain't the news coming on or something?
It's going to come on very soon, maybe even sooner. Hey, Jack, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jack is going out there to dig up some more information on traffic stuff. And, Raj, it's been nice talking with you. I appreciate you being part of this.
Thank you very much, Norm. You are liven up my nights, and you're a great host, and I really enjoy your program a lot.
Oh, shut up. No, thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate you saying that.
Enjoy your cigarette afterwards.
Okay. Enjoy my cigarette. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. I must say, you said that for humor, but I must tell you, I don't smoke anymore. Therefore, I've given up sex also, because what's the point of smoking unless it's after sex, you know? Anyway, we just said, okay, Tony's now talking with both John and Bill. And so I thank them both for joining. 5 minutes before 4 o'clock, anyways, the time. My name is Norm Nathan, and you are tuned to WBZ. And those of you just tuned in the past few minutes, even though you only heard a very small part of the program, you now know just how darn much fun we have. Don't you? Okay, same to you then.
When's the last time you tried Ovaltine?
I won't start off the day without it. The first time I drank Ovaltine, I was only 3 years old. And you know what? Ovaltine tastes as good today as it did then. And it's so nutritious, I don't take vitamin tablets.
Fact is, just 2 glasses of classic Ovaltine and milk contain more than 10 essential vitamins and minerals. That's extra nutrients you won't find in coffee, cocoa, or tea. With Ovaltine, you get almost 100% of the daily recommended allowance of B-complex vitamins, A, C, and D, plus lots of other important nutrients.
I brought all 3 of my kids up on Ovaltine, and now I've introduced it to my grandchildren. They all love Ovaltine. You'd be surprised how easy it is to get kids to drink something that's good for them when it tastes as good as Ovaltine.
Isn't it time you discovered classic Ovaltine? Ovaltine tastes good, and it's good for you. Ovaltine.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritating diaper rash?
She seemed to get a little rash, and she's uncomfortable. Oh, it was red. When she'd sit the wrong way, she would, ooh.
Now your baby can get relief from diaper rash with Baby Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Just listen to Elaine Connolly of Weymouth, Massachusetts.
Her smile came back because she felt relief. Baby Gold Bond, it seemed like it made her comfortable. It was cooling. That's the only thing I recommend because this is just like gold now. No pun intended.
Baby Gold Bond Medicated Powder combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin. Baby Gold Bond also protects baby's sensitive skin against diaper rash, chafing, and minor skin irritations.
If you keep using this every day, you won't have a diaper rash and time taken away from you, and your baby is comfortable. Baby Gold Bond. In the blue container.
For your baby's diaper rash, try Baby Gold Bond Medicated Powder. At drugstores and supermarkets everywhere, use only as directed.
The WBZ Storm Center. For complete storm-related information, listen to WBZ News Radio 1030. Up-to-the-minute school and business cancellations, traffic reports and road conditions. The exclusive WBZ AccuWeather forecast every 10 minutes.
The WBZ Storm Center is brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, featuring underprices in Waltham, Nashua, and Avon. And by Texaco Antifreeze Coolant for quality engine protection.
Only from New England's original Storm Center. WBZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, it's 2 minutes before 4 o'clock, and everything's going along just so darn swell. We'll have news coming along, and then right after that, we'll take some more phone calls. We do have some open lines if you'd care to call, and we'll be around just for about another half hour. But during that time, I would love just so darn much to talk with you. At 254-1030, our area code is the very lovely and exciting 617. So if you get a chance to call, appreciate it. Tony Nesbitt is our producer. My name is Norm Nathan. Thank you very, very much. I was just looking at we were talking about the halftime at the Rose Bowl game, the Super Bowl, which will be played, of course, in the Rose Bowl of Pasadena, California. The halftime show features, as we mentioned, Michael Jackson and 3,500 kids and fireworks. So usually they cut away from that halftime show for commercials and for an analysis of what happened the first half and all that kind of stuff. I imagine with this, maybe they're planning to keep going with it. They'd probably get a sponsor just for halftime. Anyway, there's that. That's about all I got to say to you. 254-1030, area code 617. We have some interesting people who'll be guesting on the program over the weekend. I'll tell you more about that later on. But whenever you can join us, I'd appreciate it. Tonight we're on at 11, and that's true of Sunday night as well, and all through the night. And it just would not be much of a night if you were not with us. Thank you. Anyway, we're coming up to 4 o'clock here on WBZ.
Spend your lunch hour with Paul Harvey News and Comment and find out how the news has changed. The WBZ News Hour at noon, only on News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
Sipping a giant glass of rich, chocolatey Ovaltine whilst sprinkling Gold Bond on my feet. So silky. Life does not get any better than this. Yes, sir! See you next time! Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Elaine Connolly, Frank Murtaugh, Emily Barsh, Jack Hart, and the almost good-looking Norm Nathan person, I'm Tony Nesbitt.